Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, the chapter on patience. Yesterday we explained that patience is not only confined to what we know in English as a person experiencing or person going through some loss and now he exercises patience. But in Sharia, patience is a much more broader, sabr has a much more broader meaning. One is the person exercising patience in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as the sabru ala ta'at, that the person is resolute, he's firm, doesn't matter what comes. I need to perform my Fajr Salah with Jamaat, the person wakes up. It may be a cold day, but he's firm and he's resolute and he'll perform it. It may be a very hot day, a very long day, and he needs to fast. So a person is resolute, he's firm. So in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is firm. This is also part of sabr, as-sabru ala ta'at. The second aspect as far as sabr is concerned is exercising patience by abstaining from prohibited and evil desires. Here this is known as as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. So any person is faced with gunas, with desires, temptations that are not permissible. He's just tempted to look at that one picture he saw in a magazine. He's tempted to look at something that is haram, not permissible, one billboard, or he may see some woman, but he's tempted to look at it and he refrains himself, he holds back. This also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. This is known as as-sabru anil ma'asiyah, for us being patient and being resolute at the time of committing gunas. And the third one is exercising patience in the face of difficulty, as-sabru inda al-bala, that when a person is going through any type of loss, any type of difficulty, any type of hardship, then a person, physical hardship, a person makes sabr. So this is the third proportion of sabr. So we see how all-encompassing sabr is in Shariat. And all three parts of it are very, very, very important. A person who's got this in his life, a person will progress very, very steadily. Because when it comes to any type of difficulties, he's patient. When it comes to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's resolute. When there is any temptation, a person is firm in not falling into those temptations. Now this person proceeds through life very, very easily. Today's hadith, and Abi Malik al-Harith ibn Asim al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك كل نفس يغدو فباع نفسه فمعتقه أو موبقه رواه مسلم. هذا الحارث بن عاصم الأشعري رضي الله عنه نريت that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that tuhur, purity, is half of faith. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Why half of faith? Because purity got to do with the external self. And we know there are two dimensions of a person. One is the external and one is the internal. So a person who's purified, who's cleaned himself outside he's pure and he's clean and he maintains taharat. So he's got 50%. As though he's got 50%, he's got shatrul iman. He's got 50% of iman. The other 50% of iman is for him now to cleanse and clean the inside from jealousy, from hatred, from greed, from pride, from malice, etc. Now all those are inward filth. Now that can't be cleaned with water and soap. But that has to be cleaned with the marifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this part of the hadith is saying that taharat is 50% or half of iman. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. And Alhamdulillah, the phrase of saying Alhamdulillah fills up the scale. Either the phrase itself is so powerful, or the reward for saying Alhamdulillah is so powerful that it fills up the scales. The next part of the hadith says, "O tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard." So this Subhanallah walhamdulillah, Subhanallah, the person who says Alhamdulillah fills up the scales. This part of the hadith says Subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'an. It's saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, the rewards fill up, or these things itself fill up all the space between the heavens and the earth. So much of reward for a person saying Subhanallah walhamdulillah. So it fills up the space between the heavens and the earth. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Was-salatu nurun," that salat is a light. Salat is a perfect light, is a perfect light. We know then there's no light, how difficult it is when there's load shedding and we don't have any candles, no lights. Person can't move freely, he can't walk freely, he can't see freely. His idea or his way in direction within his own home is tainted. He can't walk as normal. Why? He doesn't have that light. So the light that Allah Ta'ala is giving us is via our salat. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, was salatu nurun, the salat of yours is actually a light. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, was sadaqatu burhanun, charity is a proof. What proof is charity? When a person is giving charity, he's giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a proof that he's got iman. Because when you give charity, you're not getting anything tangible in return. When you're purchasing something, you're giving money, you're getting something in return. But when you're giving charity, it's proof that you got iman. Because why else will a man just part with his money like that, when sometimes nobody knows about it? And sometimes, or most of the time, nobody knows about it, and he doesn't even tell anybody about it. And sometimes when somebody knows about it, it is for a reason. So what, it's a proof that this person has got iman. He's not doing it for show, he's not doing anything for anybody, for any name and fame. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he's giving. The only thing that is spurring him to give is the iman in his heart. So this is a proof. وَصَدَقَةُ بُرْهَانٌ وَصَبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. And patience is an illumination. Patience is an illumination. It's a light also. So what is meant by this in a bright illumination is that when a person has got patience in him, he's got sabr in him, this illumination, this brightness can be witnessed by even those around him. That despite him going through difficulties, he never complains. This person doesn't ever complain. Whenever you ask him, Alhamdulillah, he's okay. So for people around him also, he can feel this illumination that this person has, this sabr. The malaika also, they understand and appreciate that this person has sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the sabr that this person has. The next part of it, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ وَعَلَيْكَ. Quran is a proof for you or against you. What is meant by this? That if you practice upon the Quran on the day of Qiyamah, Quran will be a proof for you, it will be a witness for you, that this person practiced upon the injunctions of me. The Quran will actually be a proof. Or against you, the Quran will come on the day of Qiyamah, that this person, he read the Quran, he knew the laws of the Quran also, but he didn't practice upon it. So Quran will become against the person. Imagine having Quran Sharif against us. What a serious thing that is. Therefore we should always make niyat that whatever laws are there in the Quran Sharif, that are there in the Sunnah, we should always want to practice it. And the last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person departs in the morning and sells his soul by either freeing it from punishment or destroying it. Every person in the morning, either he's selling his soul, in other words he's going to guna. That's how he's going to start up the morning. Either he's going to go that day and he's going to commit guna, and then he's going to sell his soul by destroying it in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he's going to save his soul. How he's going to save it? By going in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you've got the choice that how you're going to spend the day. Either you're going to destroy yourself, or you're going to save yourself by either going in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or going in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullahi alayh so beautifully mentioned. He said it's either one of two situations. Either a person is standing under the waterfall of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting that mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the person may be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and now he's under the waterfall of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we find ourselves there that we are doing something that displeases Allah, quickly move from there and come under the rahmat and under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an easy solution we have. Just move away from the anger and come onto the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're speaking about as-sabru. In the sabru anil ma'asiyah, may a person make sabr at the time when he's tempted to commit a guna. Recently there was an alim who mentioned this incident. He says that once he took some family member to the hospital, one of these hospitals, big hospitals, and he said when he went there and he was sitting in the reception area, then there happened to be a woman that was very, very scantily dressed. A woman, a white woman, and he said that when he just seen by mistake, first glance he looked, and he saw that this woman was a very, very beautiful woman. And whilst he was seated there, this woman was also walking around in that area. He said that the temptation was there to see and look, but immediately he put his eyes down, he focused down, and he said, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll take this pain on my heart, but I won't look, I'll keep my Allah ta'ala happy. So he said for the period that he happened to be sitting there, whether it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it was, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't look and he made that sabr. He was tempted to look and he didn't look. He mentioned that that night in his dream, he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had been told that that sabr you made by not looking at haram, this is how you have been rewarded, by getting to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. Imagine, a little bit of sabr person takes on his heart, how happy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he gets the message, gets the news, how happy he gets, this person was rewarded. Imagine how a person will get rewarded in akhirah if he takes the sabr upon his heart. If the temptations are there, I'm not going to temptation, I'm going to stick to what Allah Ta'ala has made halal for me. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen.